This weekend retreat for men was given by Father Sean Kilcally at Our Lady of Good Counsel Retreat House, February 24th to 26, 2017, on the topic of fearless fatherhood. These and other recordings are available at our website, goodcounselretreat.com.
Jesus came into the district of Judea and across the Jordan. Again, crowds gathered around him, and as was his custom, he again taught them. The Pharisees approached him and asked, "Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife?" They were testing him. He said to them in reply, "What did Moses command you?" They replied, "Moses permitted a husband to write a bill of divorce and dismiss her." But Jesus told them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate." In the house, the disciples again questioned Jesus about this. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." This is a great gospel reading to start off this men's retreat with. And I want to begin by welcoming all of you and thanking you for answering our Lord in calling you to come and spend some time with him this weekend. And one of the first questions that I'd ask you to reflect on is, why are you here? Why are you here? Some of you might be thinking, because Herb Reese made me come. Some of you might be thinking, my wife found the flyer in that dang bulletin. Why are you here? Or maybe you just need to get away for a while. But there's always two answers to that question, right? There can be the objective answer, like, I'm here because, you know, my pastor suggested it, my wife made me come, I'm in Regnum Christi and they're going to kick me out if I don't show up. Or there's this other answer, which is because our Lord has something very specific to say to you this weekend. Our Lord has something very specific to say to you this weekend. And our Lord's reasons when he calls us are often different than what we think they are. In the gospel reading today, our Lord is approached by the Pharisees and they ask him this question, "Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife?" And he doesn't really answer them yes or no. He comes back with, "What did Moses command you?" And then Jesus says, from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. In Matthew's gospel, in the same story, the words Matthew writes are Jesus said, "Moses allowed you to divorce because of the hardness of your hearts. But I say to you, from the beginning, it was not so." Right? From the beginning, it was not so. And that can be our Lord's answer to many things and many of the problems that we bring to him, or many of the frustrations in our lives that we bring to him, is for him to say to us, from the beginning, it was not so. And it's a call for us to reflect back on how we were created to be in the first place. And thinking about our Lord when he gives this answer, it's what came to me in prayer earlier today, is is Jesus, the Son of God, through whom all things were created, gets asked this question. And then he says, from the beginning it was not so, as if reflecting on what he witnessed when he created everything in the beginning. Almost as if Jesus is saying to them, well, that's not how I intended you to be. Which is really kind of an amazing thing to think about. Because as the second person of the Trinity, the Son, along with the Father and the Holy Spirit, look down upon the created world. And when Adam was created in the garden, the second person of the Trinity recognized himself in Adam. Because Adam in the garden, as he's moving around the garden, realizes that he is in the image of God. He's not like anything else in creation. He's in the image of God, and he's in relationship with God. A relationship that reflects back the relationship of the Son to the Father. If you've ever gone to Rome and looked at the Sistine Chapel, the way that Michelangelo painted it, he painted the ceiling of the chapel as a young man, and he painted this picture of Adam kind of leaning back, pointing his finger, and the Father pointing his finger back at Adam. And then when Michelangelo was an old man, he went back to the Sistine Chapel and he painted the Final Judgment. And Jesus is in the center. And Jesus' body is the mirror image of Adam's body. And he does that on purpose because St. Paul says Christ is the new Adam. But it also reflects the fact that as the second person of the Trinity was looking into creation, Adam reflected back to him who he was. And our Lord knows more than anyone how things were meant to be. How things were supposed to be. And so his answer to these difficult questions that we find ourselves in because of sin is always, from the beginning it was not so. And he calls each of us to rediscover what it means to be in relationship with the Father. And I hope that on this weekend we all kind of discover what it means, or rediscover what it means to be in relationship with the Father. Because if we are to be fathers, whether natural fathers or spiritual fathers, our own fatherhood has to be received from someone. And if we're going to be fathers who live out the image of God in the world, it has to be received from our Lord. We have to come to know our Lord and to share in his life. To come to know what it means to entrust ourselves the way that he, in fact, entrusted himself to the Father at all times. In the book of Sirach that we heard in the first reading, the book of Sirach is a letter that's basically written from a father to his son, handing on advice. And he hands on this advice about friendship, and talking about how to form friendships. And it's really kind of interesting. When I read this morning, it made me laugh. Last weekend, I was on a retreat for, it was a therapy retreat with me and three therapists for men who have sexual addiction. And so we had 10 men who came in to Kansas City from all over the country. And we got to the third day. And so it's sort of this experience of reflecting on their lives and kind of sharing their stories and coming to terms with where they are so they can begin a healing process. And at the end, there's a guy who stands up and he goes, okay, so you keep talking about connection and friendship. Like, what's a friend? I don't know what a friend is. I don't have a friend. Because he lived his whole life not trusting anybody. And so I start quoting C.S. Lewis, you know, friends are when you kind of are talking to somebody and you discover you know the same truth. You kind of say, me too. Right? Like you have a me too moment when you become friends. You're talking. I'm a Vikings fan. Me too. Now we're friends. We're going to watch the game. And he's kind of looking at me with his blank stare. And then this young guy raises his hand and he goes, Father, can I say something? And then he looks over at the guy and he goes, dude, we're your friends. And this guy who said, I don't know what a friend is, he's just like, I don't know how to handle that. It was an exercise in trust. You know, what did that second guy do? He basically said, you can trust me. You can trust me. And if we're going to have friendship with God, we also have to learn to trust him. And sometimes we do that slowly. You know, some of you may be struggling to trust our Lord with everything in your life, and hopefully on this weekend we'll learn to do that a little bit more. To hand over a little bit more of our lives. To give him access to a little bit more of our lives, a little bit more of our hearts. To learn to live in his love, to live in his presence. And so tonight we'll begin with a good time of silence. And I just invite you this evening to sit with our Lord after Mass and after night prayer. And just ask him, Lord, why did you call me here this weekend? What is it that you want to say to me this weekend? Help me to trust in you a little bit more this weekend. To know what it means to call you my Father. To know what it means to be your beloved son.